catcher Gary Bennett, one of the alumni here at the Cardinal Caravan. How cool is it to be back here with this?
It's always great to get back. Obviously, get to put this jersey on again, but see the current players and bumping into former players, guys you played against, some guys you played with. It's always a treat, man.
I'm sure it's hard to narrow it down to one, but what has been your favorite play as a Cardinal? Like, what's your favorite moment?
Well, can I give you two?
Sure.
Yeah, well, all right.
You can do three or four if you want, man.
top of the list would be Waino striking out Inge to win the World Series. I mean, and rushing the field and dogpiling together. That's first and foremost right there. And then in a, more of a selfish regard, a walk-off grand slam versus the Cubs. I was able to do that, and that was quite a treat, especially growing up in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Family's diehard Cubs fans. All my friends are diehard Cubs fans. So as you can imagine, I had some very, very interesting messages on my phone after that night.
It made Christmas a little awkward.
Christmas. Thanksgiving. But when we won the World Series, I told them, I said, if we win this, I'm going to throw you a hell of a party, even though you're Cubs fans, and I did that, so that kind of smoothed it over.
Ah, good. Look at that. Well, now, and you've been around the circuit. I mean, Cardinals, Phillies, Padres, Dodgers, Brewers, a bunch. So you've seen a lot of pitchers and a lot of players. Two-part question. Favorite pitcher that you ever caught?
Okay. Ooh, that'd be... I don't know if I can give you one. I'll give you a couple. So let's go. Certainly, Chris Carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
He was
legend.
ultimate teammate, ultimate competitor. An absolute blast to catch. Jake Peavy, and then I'd go Curt Schilling. And that's 1A, 1B, 1C. I mean, they're all right there together.
And number two, toughest pitcher you ever hit against?
Okay, I'll give you two. One, I'll give you the... A no-brainer. Randy Johnson was not a lot of fun.
He didn't kill the bird with you, did he?
No, thankfully not. But, yeah, he was not a lot of fun to face. And then some guys that were just not Hall of Famers, still very good pitchers, but sometimes they just have your number. And there's a guy named Javier Vasquez, longtime pitcher, and I just could not see the ball off him. And he absolutely wore him. I mean, the rest of the team would wear him out, and I'm up, out, strikeout, out. So he was very difficult for me.
Now why is that? Why does that happen?
It's just some guys are deceptive to some hitters that and not others. You know, whether the way they hide the ball, just if you have trouble picking up their arm slot, it's any number of things.
Which is especially satisfying if you actually do end up getting a hit off them.
Yes, indeed.
It's all that much sweeter.
And if I do, I know he hit my barrel. That's exactly. I just swung and he hit my barrel. So,
Gary Bennett, such a pleasure to visit with you. Thanks, man.
Always a pleasure. Yes, thank you. Pleasure meeting you.